he got a good finish there and a tip in at the right time there for Dierks for his only points of the night.
he did he did a good job for what we wanted him to do. You know, defensively, I think he did a good job. He got some cheap fouls that weren't even on the guy he was guarding. He was getting them off of help. But, you know, that's what we got him in there for. He's a guy that needs to make plays like that. Be nice to make some of them earlier in the game like that, but we'll take it.
It was a slow start for you guys. Couldn't get your shots going early on. Really either side couldn't in the first quarter. But then you guys go on that 11-0 run and fueled by Carlos Acosta there. He had those big 8 points in that first quarter. He really helped fuel you guys on that 11-0 run and kind of kept that lead between 4 and 6 points in that second quarter. First half, 4-point lead, 23-19. What adjustments did you make going into the second half there?
Well, you know, we just talked about a few things mm-hmm. offensively, and then defensively, we just didn't want to give them driving lanes and have to help and have to fly at, you know, all their shooters that they had. We didn't do a good job late. They did a good job finding open guys, and we were kind of lackadaisical defensively late in the game.
Well, the scoring in the first half, for the most part, was shared really by Jared Springsteen and Carlos Acosta with their combined 18 points. But you needed that third player to really step up and get some points in the second half, and it was none other than senior Kyler Lamb who had all of his points there, 10 of them in the second half.
Yeah, it's, you know, overall I just really didn't feel like that mm-hmm. we played very well, and to come out with the win is nice when you're not playing well and still mm-hmm. be able to finish the game and come away with the win. But guys just have to step up. That's what we've done in all of our four games is if somebody's struggling that normally does a really good job for us, somebody else picks up the slack, and that's what we did. And I talked to the guys afterwards in the locker room, and I just told them, I said, guys, this is, you know, win's good. It's exciting win is better, but, you know, we got to go back to the drawing board and work on a lot of things because out of the four games, that was probably the worst game of all of them for us.
Do you think maybe part of it here, and both teams were affected by that, maybe 3 games in 3 days, a little fatigue here early season, both teams probably not really into big-time basketball shape yet?
Yeah, I think so, and I don't play as many guys as he does. You know, he runs guys in and out a lot more. I didn't play nearly as many guys and nearly as many minutes. We had a lot of guys, Carlos, Kyler, Jared played a ton of minutes tonight, and that had to wear on those guys. But they're guys that we need to play minutes, and if they can, they'll do it. So it was nice to see them push through a little bit. Like you said, I'm sure they were tired third game in 3 nights.
Well, you guys have a few days off here, and then you get to 2 more games, but the 2 long road trips. Starts off with Bear Creek on Friday, Junction City. So you guys are going to be logging plenty of road miles over the next 2 weeks. What do you do to kind of get ready for the 2 more games before the Christmas break?
Well, the good thing is we're used to traveling. Out here, we play a long ways most of the time. Even our league games are longer
True.
Than most. So, you know, they'll be used to it. They'll be able to handle it. It's just now, like I said, the nice thing is we get days to practice and prepare for the next game. You know, that's a tough thing about a 3-game preseason tournament. It was nice for our schedule this year, the first time we really had one game and then been able to go back and get in practice and get ready for the weekend. But this will be nice. This will be giving us a Friday. Gives us a lot of time to practice.
All right. Once again, Coach J.C. Holloway joining us here, wrapping this up. But Buffalo's went in here on a thriller on a last-second shot, 48-46. Congratulations, Coach. Good start, 4-0, and good luck to you coming up here next week.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.